religious services are not banned. And ordinarily, to host religious service, you do not need to give police notice under the Public Order Act, such that even when it came to your attention that people are advertising to hold summit, which is a religious service, you would think that such reasonable persons who already know what the law requires and who have been met over time and severally would abide by what the rule says, which for churches include the having a 2-meter distance between members, wearing masks, registering the members, having hand wash stations, and all.
Earlier, we had information that certain leaders of this youth church had been picked up by the police administration. Can you confirm this?
We are questioning a number of people, including leaders of the Christ Embassy Church.
Are they from, I mean, the youth church that organized this event?
The investigation will settle the matter as to who organized the event and who sanctioned it. But as of now, it is still under investigation. We are questioning a number of people, even including the people who let out the place for such an event to be held.
We also heard that the Christ Embassy Church, the one in particular, the youth church, had been shut down in addition to the Fantasy Dome. Can you confirm that?
The Fantasy Dome has been locked up, and other people are being questioned, including the Christ Embassy Church.
And the church also is locked up? We had information that had also been shut down.
Where is the Airport City Church? We have said that we laid surveillance at the UPSA, which was advertised as the Airport City Church. And what we found out at the time was that there was a church service, or we were there even before the church started, and all COVID protocols were abided by at that particular place. And so we didn't have to shut it down.